one of my favorite things about the harp is that a violinist needs a bow to touch the string to make the sound. A pianist touches a key, which then touches a hammer, which then touches the string. The harp is the only instrument that has direct control of the sound output. My finger on the string, there's nothing in between it, and the wide array of sounds that one can produce from the harp.
Heidi Van Hoosen-Gorton is a young harpist who comes from a very musical family in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She started playing piano at age 3 and switched to harp at age 7 and to pedal harp at age 12. Heidi attended Juilliard School of Music, where she received her master's degree in harp. She is currently principal harpist with the Toronto Symphony. In 2009, Heidi was selected Young Concert Artist by the American Harp Society. She toured many U.S. cities during her tenure as Young Concert Artist, including New Orleans. The New Orleans American Harp Society chapter sponsored her as a guest artist for our annual concert in 2010. You are listening to Sonata for Harp, Movement 3, Vivo, by Pierre Accoudi. A little bit about growing up in a musical family.
Yes, my entire family is very musical. My mother was my teacher from age 7 until age 18, and my father is an oboe player. Both of my parents play in the Pittsburgh Symphony for almost 40 years now. And my grandfather is the most famous living bassoon teacher and performer. He actually is still playing, even though he's in his early 80s. My grandmother was a cellist in her day, and my aunt is in the first violin section of the San Francisco Symphony, really on and on. And it was a really huge blessing and huge advantage to me growing up.
Listening to Andante by Johann Sebastian Bach.
I'm very fortunate to be so busy and to have these engagements and opportunities orchestrally, solo-wise, teaching master classes, but it can get a little overwhelming trying to keep up schoolwork and traveling and practicing. Just to balance out the work with pleasure is really important. And to stay grounded, you have to have a balance of the two, for sure.
Chosen the Young Concert Artist by the American Harp Society for these past 2 years. Tell us a little bit about your experience as Young Concert Artist.
The experience as Young Concert Artist has been unbelievable, unparalleled. I'm so lucky. I feel so fortunate to have been chosen for this honor. I've been able to travel all over the country, giving recitals and master classes. So far, I've been in New Orleans, in Tacoma, Milwaukee, and upcoming concerts include New York City, Pittsburgh, Denton, San Francisco, LA, North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. So it's really been a great way of meeting new harpists, and I have really, really enjoyed the experience traveling and performing.
You are listening to Danse Profane by Claude Debussy.
My favorite thing about playing in the orchestra is when you're practicing your orchestra part alone, it's kind of like a puzzle piece. And when you get to put it all together with a 100-piece ensemble, and you're in the midst of all of that sound, there's nothing like it. I can literally feel the vibrations of the double basses and the drums, and being a part of something so great, and it's just nothing excites me more than playing an orchestra, really. If I could pass one thing on to young harpists, I would say that above all, you have to love what you do. And if you are very passionate and really love performing, that will come across. That can help with your nerves, it can help engage your audience more, and to remind yourself that you're doing it because you love it.
You have been listening to Harp Talk, which is produced by the North Shore and New Orleans chapters of the American Harp Society. This program was supported by grants from the American Harp Society and the Louisiana Division of the Arts, Office of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, as administered by the Arts Council of New Orleans. It is sponsored by Musicians for Music, the Dutch Alley Artists Co-op, and the Jefferson Parish Library. Audio production is by Carlos Valladares. I am your host, Patrice Fisher.